eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So I wanted to give you an experience that I had that several people had at a home in Kalinga, California, where we had moved to in 1998 from San Jose, California. Just to give you a quick background, because it is important. I am a Native American. My parents were both half Native American and half Spaniard. My grandmothers immigrated from Spain. My grandfathers were Apache. Similar to a lot of experiences that fellow Native Americans have here in the United States, poverty, domestic violence, substance abuse was very rampant in my home. I grew up in a very dysfunctional household. Now, that's important because my father oftentimes would disappear from us or just kind of leave us without running water and go on a bender for, you know, weeks at a time. And so we had relocated to this country cow patty town in the middle of Fresno County to get away from San Jose, which was considerably more expensive. And we settled into this home on Alfred Street. And it was a three-bedroom, very modest home built on cinder blocks. It was raised, of course. It was like, you know, kind of built in a very old-fashioned way. And we immediately started noticing various unexplainable activity. We were not a religious family at all. And being Native, although we were semi-traditional, my dad absolutely does not believe in ghosts. It wasn't something I really considered at that stage of my life. And my mom was just apathetic to the whole thing. So anyways, we started noticing very, you know, peculiar things, such as walking, like the sound of someone walking around on our roof. At one point we had to investigate that. You know, three of us armed with a baseball bat and sharp objects. We climbed into the attic because we really believe that a homeless person had actually was nesting in our attic because of the noise. There was several things that happened that were pretty unnerving. But what I'm calling about is one particular instance that was witnessed by several individuals, including my childhood friends, my mother, and several EMT, well, not EMT, fire department and police officers. So one day, it was a summer day, I had five of my friends over at the house. We were playing in the yard and just kind of messing around with our pit bull. Something to note we had gotten a pit bull soon after we had moved into the house. It was a rescue, and the pit bull at absolute any cost would not enter into our hallway. It was a 3-bedroom, and all 3 bedrooms connected to the length of the hallway and the bathroom. The house was kind of laid out in an L shape, if you were. And there was a grate or a vent at the bottom of the hallway, you know, on the floor. And my pit bull would often come sliding into the rooms. If you called it, you know, you called her, excuse me, into one of the rooms, she'd come sliding. She'd get a running start. Or if you had her attached to the leash or collar, she would have to be dragged through the hallway into one of the rooms. She absolutely avoided the hallway. So one day, going back to the incident, one day, my mom was folding laundry, and my dad had been on a, bender. He'd been gone for, 3-4 days at that point. I was in the living room on the couch with one of my buddies. My other 3 friends were, messing around, you know, somewhere outside. All of a sudden, I hear my mom scream at the top of her lungs. It sends us all into a panic. I jump over the couch. I go sprinting for my bedroom. And I see her standing there. She's in the middle of my room, staring down at the wooden floor. And I immediately come up beside her and I say, "Mom, what's wrong?" Her face was just absolutely without color. She was completely shocked. And mind you, there's 3 or 4, you know, there's, let's see, 3 of my friends crowding into the doorway, staring in, also wanting to see what's going on. And my mom is talking to the floor. She's saying, "Ray," and that's my dad's name, "Ray, how did you get under there? How did you get under there? Is there anybody, talk to me. Is there anybody else under there with you?" And I'm like, "Mom, who are you talking to?" She goes, "Your dad is under the floor." And I'm like, "Okay. No, he's not." And she goes, Ray, let us know Ray, just talk to us. As clearly as you're hearing my voice, and again, witnessed by all of us there, and I'll duplicate this as best I can on my microphone, I hear banging. Jumped back away from my floor and was like, "Oh my God, my dad's under the floor." And she goes, Ray, is there anybody under there with you?" Everybody hears a muffled voice, you know, not muffled. The voice is coming from under the ground. And the voice said, let me out. And my mom says, "Can you breathe?" She goes, "Samuel, grab the phone, call 911. So I run over and I grab the phone. I call 911. Dispatcher says, "What's your emergency?" "My dad's under the house." Dispatcher, is he trapped? How did he get into the, "My dad's under the house. We don't know how he got under the house. Send an ambulance." They didn't send an ambulance. The first person that arrived at the scene was Officer Ingram. I'll never forget his name, because of the incident. And, Officer Ingram walked into my bedroom. My mom was still, pleading with my father, dad, you know, she was saying, Ray, stay with us. Talk to me. And then the officer walks in the room and he says, Mrs. Montoya, what is going on?" And she says, "My husband is under the house." And he stops and he goes, "How did he get under the house?" "I don't know." And she goes, "Ray, show the officer that you're under the house." My wall socket rattled. It actually started to rattle. Okay. The officer Ingram literally jumped back and grabbed for his weapon. He was so startled by the rattling of the wall socket that he jumped back and he was going to grab his weapon. He immediately radioed for emergency services. He says, "You know, we need emergency services down here." Gave the address. Within 10 minutes, the fire department had arrived at the house. We were actively hearing banging coming from the bottom under the house, a muffled voice saying, let me out, help. The fire department flipped my bed onto its side and they were drawing a chalk line in the middle of the floor, the wooden floor. They were drawing this big chalk line and they were talking to my dad. They were saying, Ray, move to the far corner of the house. Can you move? Move to the far corner. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I never knew there was a manhole in my closet. And here's how I discovered it. The manhole in my closet, excuse me. There was a 2x4 that ran from the top of my closet to the floor. And that baseboard that was secured by that 2x4 started to rattle as if somebody was underneath pushing up, pushing, and beating on this, a piece of, you know, board. The fire department actually cleared my closet out because of it. And they discovered it and they said, well, we're going to have to break down, you know, we can break down this, the secure beam and we may be able to gain access through this, the closet space. I don't know how much time I have on this recording, so I may have to call back again and leave a second recording, to finish this up. I just wanted to make you aware of that. So, the fire department, they're bringing in heavy equipment. They're going to either cut a hole in my floor or they're going to, you know, remove this support beam from my closet. While all this is going on and they're telling my dad, the EMTs, the fire department is telling my dad, Ray, conserve your energy. Just breathe slowly. Just breathe. I'm assuming they were worried about oxygen. I don't know. Just breathe, Ray. Just breathe. We're going to get you out of there. Just breathe. Is there any, and is there anybody else under there with you? My dad under, you know, you can hear him through the floor said, yes, yes, we're suffocating. We can't breathe. The EMTs are moving. I mean, the fire department's moving very fast at this point. My mom's freaking out. Get him out, get him out, get him out. All of a sudden, one of the fire department, don't know if he was a chief, don't know his rank, walks into the room. His demeanor caused everybody to stop what they were doing and turn and look at him. He looked, he had this look of just terror. He looked absolutely terrified. And he said in a very low voice, there's nobody under there. The fire department, individual, chief, whatnot, walks into the room, looks completely shocked and terrified. And he says, there's nobody under the house. There's nobody under there. Everybody had stopped what they're doing. Mind you, my bed is flipped on its side. There's a big white chalk circle drawn on the middle of the floor. They had cleared out my closet. Everybody stopped what they were doing. We all of us that were inside the room. So it was my mom, my friends. We immediately turned to him and said, what do you mean? Get my dad out from under the house. What are you talking about? He, his reaction was funny because he didn't try to reason with us. He went from shock and terror to, I don't know, like an irrational anger because he yelled at us, everybody in the room, go look for your, I guess use the language. He said, look for your fucking self. There is nobody under the house. And he was holding like an industrial heavy duty flashlight. And so my mom grabbed the flashlight from him. He leads all of us outside. He had what he had done was on the left side of my house where in my dog area, he had cleared the brush and found a vent, almost like a vent or a manhole that was at the base of the house, and he had pulled or not pulled or broken. He had removed the screen that covered it. My mom got on her hands and knees with the flashlight, looked, put the flashlight into the hole, into the manhole area, And I said, Mom, what do you see? What do you see? We're all quiet, right? She's looking and she's looking and she's looking. And I see her hand, the flashlight, start to shake like violently. She stands up and she looks at me and she's stuttering. She says, I don't see him. And I took the flashlight from her. I said, no, man, let me look. I took the flashlight, got on my belly, stuck the flashlight in the manhole. I could see the foundation of the house under the manhole, these cinder blocks that were, you know, hold like these big blocks that were holding up what I would assume would be the frame of the house, the floor plan. And inside of the light beam, so the light beam that's casted, I'm sweeping it back and forth between the corners of the house. And the only thing that I'm seeing is really dirty air and debris kind of floating in the light, in the light beam. There's a bunch of like floating debris. But I look what would be the left side of the house, where my room would, kind of to the middle of the house. I looked at the ground there and there was absolutely nothing, not a trash bag. There was nothing. There was nowhere for anybody to hide. There was nothing. I dropped the flashlight, got to my feet and just walked away. I walked to the sidewalk staring into the street. And meanwhile, what I did not see happening was the mass and immediate evacuation by the fire department. They were literally out of the house so quickly. They left behind, an axe. They left like a fireman's axe. They left behind other tools, the chalk. They left behind chalk. They left behind a pair of gloves. Literally, they had left the house so quickly that they left their stuff behind. Officer Ingram, who had responded initially, was at a complete loss for words. The strange thing that happened though was my dad was listening to the whole thing on a police scanner. He was in town. He was at my grandmother's house, and my grandmother's now boyfriend or fiance in their old age. You know, she had found another partner because my real grandfather had passed away. He was a retired highway patrol employee, and he used to keep a radio scanner inside of his house. And my dad was visiting them, and he was listening to the whole thing on the radio scanner. So he called over, and I picked up the phone, and it was his voice. And I almost dropped the phone. And I said, Dad, I tried to explain. And he said, what the hell are you talking about? And I tried to explain to him what had happened. Officer Ingham had to take my mother into basically for an interview and for a psych eval. We were screaming at him at the top of our lungs. And he was so flustered during the whole time. He could barely talk. He was stuttering, stammering. He said, you know, this is protocol. He's like, I have to do it. We were saying, you heard it. You saw it. You're the one that radioed and dispatched for the fire department. You heard the, why would you be taking our mom in? He's like, listen, she'll be back very shortly. It's something we have to do. And then he left and my mom was released shortly later. The incident actually showed up in the Kalinga newspapers. You know, kind of as a, you know, mystery, event, but the story was not very, filled in, you know, they never interviewed us. It was just basically Officer Ingham's account of responding to the house. After that, we decided to move, because the paranormal activity and, various events didn't stop. And it got to the point to where it was just, uncomfortable to live there anymore.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I competed in track and field at the collegiate level, there were times I second-guessed myself. That's why it's important for female athletes to have a space to build confidence and self-esteem. Colgate supports female athletes of all levels through the Colgate Women's Games, the nation's longest-running indoor track and field series for girls and women. By supporting female athletes, Colgate hopes to put more smiles out into the world. Colgate, your smile is your strength.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.